31-911-335831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
I got those silent blues, baby. Ooh, got the silent blues. I got the silent blues, baby. Ooh, got the silent blues. I got the silent blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one got the salad, two got the blues, three to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the silent blues, baby. Ooh, got the silent blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Would you like a bit of salad? Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to the salad. That's right. Welcome once again. Now, before we get started, let's find out what's on the program today. Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. We have a couple of news items for you. Okay, where are we going today? Well, that's coming up very, very shortly on the program. Now, that's in the first half. In the second half of the program, we have for you, Bao, business as usual. We shall be dissecting a business letter with the help of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. Okay? So we'll be, you know, reading a business letter. Okay? We'll read it a couple of times with Alan. We'll translate it. And Alan will be going through and highlighting, destacando, no, highlighting, the little things that he found important and interesting within the letter. Things that caught his eye within the letter. Okay, so we have visual for you. And also, we'll be just be going over. The other day, we didn't have time to finish off our expressions with face. We're reviewing those, so we're going to finish that today on express yourself. Okay, so that's all coming up on the program. But first of all, let's have our first conundrum of the day. So, you know, if you hadn't listened to the salad before, we normally start with a little conundrum. Each section of the program, or each half of the program now, with a little conundrum just to, you know, keep your mind active. Okay, it's brain training. So here's our conundrum. Are you ready? I've given blank a lot of old toys lately. This is true. I've been, you know, clearing out, you know, and organizing, tidying up my house, if you like. And yes, I've given blank a lot of old toys lately. My kids are growing up a little bit. There's some toys they don't need. Okay. So, that's our conundrum. And we'll reveal that, you know, at the end of this first part of the program, the first half. So before we go for a break, I've given blank a lot of old toys lately. That's our conundrum. What could it be? Okay, so stay tuned for that. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you ready? Here's our headline. EU rules to force USB-C chargers for all phones. So the EU, the European Union, the EU, we say in English. Okay, that's right. So EU rules to force USB-C chargers for all phones. So you have to use the same charger cargador for all phones. As you know, there are two different types of phones. But anyway, we'll look at this so that you can have different chargers depending on the phone you have. But this will all be coming up, I'm sure. So, yes, we're going to go over live to Brussels right now. So EU rules to force USB-C chargers for all phones. That's our headline. Let's go to Brussels where we have Simon Hallo. Simon is in Brussels. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, hello Dave, that's right. Live from Brussels here. Manufacturers will be forced to create a universal charging solution for phones and small electronic devices under a new rule proposed by the European Commission, or the EC.
So we have the EU, the European Union, and the EC, the European Commission. So manufacturers, fabricantes, they'll be forced, obligados, forced to create a universal charging for phones and small electronic devices. Dispositivos, not devices. That's interesting. Please tell us more.
The aim is to reduce waste by encouraging consumers to reuse existing chargers when buying a new device.
So normally when you buy a new device, dispositivo, not a device, like a phone or it could be any small electronic device, normally you get a new charger. So they're encouraging people to reuse their existing chargers because it's true, it creates a lot of waste, electronic junk that people throw away.
Yes, that's right. All smartphones sold in the EU must have USB-C chargers, the proposal said. Apple has warned such a move would harm innovation.
Now then, it's true, because if you have an Apple device, and I have Apple devices, I'm not sure if you have an Apple device, an iPhone or an iPad or whatever, the charger is different. That's right. So, but I also have, you know, my phone is not Apple, so, you know, it's it has a USB-C charger. So I have a couple of different ones. So this would be all phones and electronic devices would have the same charger. Now, this could be slightly controversial, polemico, because Apple has warned that such a move, okay, would harm innovation. That's right. So, well, let's see.
So Apple said that. Now, the tech giant is the main manufacturer of smartphones using a custom charging port, as its iSeries uses an Apple-made Lightning connector. Now, I spoke to a spokesperson at the firm who told me, we remain concerned that strict regulation mandating just one type of connector stifles innovation rather than encouraging it, which in turn will harm consumers in Europe and around the world, the firm told me.
So it can stifle innovation. Okay, so to stifle is to make it more difficult, poner pega, as you could say. Before we saw harm, hacer daño, harm innovation. Stop innovation. Well, what do you think, salad listeners? Is that a good idea to have one standard charging system or charger for all electronic devices? It would certainly stop waste, because maybe you buy a new phone, you don't need so many chargers. Eventually you would just throw them away or try and recycle them somewhere.
Well, Apple added that it aims to make every Apple device and usage carbon neutral by 2030. Now, most Android phones come with the USB micro-B charging ports, or have already moved to the more modern USB-C standard. Now, new models of the iPad and MacBook use USB-C charging ports, as do high-end phone models from popular Android manufacturers, such as Samsung and Huawei. Now, the changes would apply to the charging port on the device body, whereas the end of the cable connecting to a plug could be USB-C or USB-A.
I see. Okay, so it's a standard charger, but the changer would apply to the charging port on the device body, the main port. So the end of the cable, which connects it to a plug, could be USB-C or USB-A.
Now, around half of chargers sold with mobile phones in the European Union in 2018, for example, had a USB micro-B connector, while 29% had a USB-C connector and 21% a Lightning connector. Now, the proposed rules will apply to different devices, I said, which include, for example, smartphones, tablets, cameras, headphones, portable speakers, and handheld video game consoles.
Okay, so lots of small electronic devices. Well, you know, I think it makes sense. But, of course, Apple won't be too pleased because they have their own, you know, custom-made one.
Yes, so other products, including earbuds, smart watches, and fitness trackers, were not considered for technical reasons linked to size and conditions. Now, the proposal also standardizes fast charging speeds, meaning devices capable of fast charging will be charged at the same speeds. And the whole idea here is to prevent waste. So EU politicians have been campaigning for a common standard for over a decade, with the Commission's research estimating that disposed of and unused charging cables generate more than 11,000 tons of waste per year. And in the European Union, around 420 million mobile phones and other portable electronic devices were sold last year.
Now, this is incredible, Salad listeners. Absolutely incredible. So in the European Union, around 420 million mobile phones and other portable electronic devices were sold last year. And people just throwing away old chargers or charging cables, that generates more than 11,000 tons toneladas per year. Incredible. So I think it's interesting.
Yes, so this campaign's been going on for, you know, a decade. So the EU rules to force USB-C chargers for all phones. Here from Brussels, back to the studio, Dave.
Now, what do you think, Salad listeners? I think it's a good idea, standardization, to create, one standard and to avoid waste, because we're throwing away a lot of electronic junk is being thrown away every year. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, we have another news item for you. Are you ready for our second headline of the day? Titular headline. Here it comes. The epic adventures of the Gilgamesh dream tablet. Okay, that's our headline for today. And this is not a tablet as in an electronic device. This is literally an old stone tablet, a historic stone tablet, an ancient tablet. So we looked at modern tablets, now we have an ancient tablet. So the epic adventures of the Gilgamesh dream tablet. Now, what is the Gilgamesh dream tablet? Well, let's go over live to Washington, D.C. to find out more. We have Hal Leonard in Washington, D.C. Hal, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. I certainly can hear you. An ancient clay tablet displaying part of the story of a superhuman god will be returned to Iraq by the U.S., very shortly, over the next couple of days.
Now then, so an ancient clay tablet. Okay, so this is clay. Arthia, normally you would say clay, you can use clay, or you can make it using water and dust from the ground . So it's clay. So an ancient clay tablet, or even adobe, is a type of clay. An ancient clay tablet displaying part of the story of a superhuman god will be returned to Iraq by the U.S.
That's right. So known as the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet, the 3,600-year-old religious text shows a section of a Sumerian poem from the Epic of Gilgamesh.
So on this clay tablet is written... That's right, is written a section of a Sumerian poem. So Sumerian, now Iraq, a Sumerian poem from the Epic of Gilgamesh. So the Epic of Gilgamesh is a poem about a superhuman god. And this is going to be returned to Iraq.
So as I was saying, the clay tablet is 3,600 years old. Now it's one of the world's oldest works of literature and was looted from an Iraqi museum during the Gulf War in 1991.
So this was looted. So to loot is saquear. So to loot, I suppose you could also say stolen, really, saqueado. Stolen or looted from an Iraq museum during the Gulf War, La Guerra del Golfo, the Gulf War in 1991. So it was actually taken.
So over the past 30 years, it has been smuggled through many countries accompanied by false documents. Until just 2 years ago, it was prominently displayed in a museum near the seat of the U.S. government.
So we're going back to this clay tablet. It's 3,100 years old. It features a piece of epic poetry about a superhuman god, and it was stolen from a museum in Iraq during the Gulf War in 1991. Over the last 30 years, it's been smuggled. So to smuggle is hacer contrabando, no? To smuggle, you would say. It's been smuggled through many countries using false documentation, and eventually it was displayed near the seat of the U.S. government. That's why we're in Washington, D.C. Now it's becoming clear. You're thinking, why is Hal Leonard in Washington, D.C. when we're talking about this ancient tablet?
That's right. So, later on, possibly even today or tomorrow, the text will begin to, will begin a new journey back to its homeland when it's formally handed over at a ceremony in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C.
Over the upcoming, 24 hours, let's say, it's going to be handed over, entregado, handed over at a ceremony in the Smithsonian Institution, the famous Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C.
That's right. So it's great news. It's going home. Now, the Epic of Gilgamesh is the oldest recognized epic poem. Now, parts of its stories are mirrored in the Hebrew Bible. Now, the tablet is written in the Akkadian language in the cuneiform script, a system of writing on clay used in ancient Mesopotamia thousands of years ago. Scholars discovered it in 1853 when a 12-tablet version was found in the ruins of the library of the Assyrian king Assurbanipal in northern Iraq.
Okay. So, going back, we've seen it's 3,600 years old. It was discovered in 1853 when a 12-tablet version, so there were 12 tablets initially, and that was discovered at the ruins of the library of the Assyrian king Assurbanipal. So that's in northern Iraq. So there's a lot of history behind this tablet.
Yeah, that's right. So the events revolve around King Gilgamesh of Uruk, an area corresponding to southern Iraq. Now, King Gilgamesh was a demigod of superhuman strength who wished to achieve immortality. Now, the dream tablet recounts a part of the epic in which the hero describes his dreams to his mother, who interprets them as announcing the arrival of a new friend. And, you know, I was speaking to an expert who told me his strength is as mighty as a lump of skyrock. You will see him and your heart will laugh. Now, in another column on the tablet, a woman takes Gilgamesh's friend to a shepherd's camp, for a different encounter. So it's very interesting. Now, sometime during the Gulf War in 1991, the Gilgamesh dream tablet was stolen from a museum in Iraq. And little is known about what happened to it until 2003, when an antiques dealer bought it from a dealer in London. So, it's quite a long story, but eventually, you know, it's been discovered, and it's going to be returned, you know, to its homeland of Iraq. So the epic adventures of the Gilgamesh dream tablet, I think it's finally going to, you know, find a home and a permanent resting place after such a long journey. So, yeah, that's right. So here from Washington, D.C., Dave, back to the studio.
Very interesting, salad listeners, so the epic adventures of the Gilgamesh dream tablet. Now, I'm sure there are thousands of, you know, historical artifacts on the black market. So somebody looted that. So to loot, saquear, to loot. In fact, my son plays Fortnite, and it says lootear, so it comes from playing Fortnite. So to loot, saquear. And obviously, on the black, there's a huge black market for these ancient artifacts. But finally, it's going to be sent back to its homeland of Iraq. So, yes, the Gilgamesh dream tablet will reach the end of its journey and find a new home, its original home. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now, salad listeners, so if you remember, we had a conundrum at the beginning of the program. So we have a couple of conundrums. You're one in each half. The salad now has two halves. Okay. So we have a conundrum in each half. So, you know, it's a little brain teaser, and it's something you can learn every day. Normally, as I said, these are phrasal verbs. It's normally a preposition. So what was our conundrum? Let's recap. So when I say recap, I can say review or recap. It was, I've given blank a lot of old toys lately. What do you think? So give plus preposition. Well, the answer is, I've given away a lot of old toys lately. Ultimamente, lately. This is absolutely true. You know, because my children are, you know, getting a little bit older. You know, so there are a lot of toys when they were, you know, younger that they don't need. So I've given them away. In fact, I've donated them, so you can donate them to a charity. And you say, oh, I gave them away, I donated them to a charity. So normally to give away, I've seen it translated as regalar sin querer. Or maybe things that you don't need, you can give them away. Okay? So I've given away a lot of old toys lately. And it's true, since we got back from holiday, we've kind of been clearing out, you know, and tidying up around my house. So I've given away not only old toys, but a lot of clothes as well. So I've given away a lot of old toys and a lot of old clothes. So that's our phrasal verb to give away. Regalar sin querer o sin necesitar. But you'd probably just say regalar, wouldn't you, in Spanish? Okay, so a lot of old toys. I've given away a lot of old toys. Now then, salad listeners, we shall shortly be going for a short break. But remember, we still have plenty to come. There's a whole second section of salad to come. You haven't finished your salad yet. What's coming up after the break? Well, we have Bao, business as usual. We'll be looking at a business letter with Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. We also have Express Yourself. We'll be finishing off the review of our expressions with face. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, have you heard about our Three Mistrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to The Salad. Welcome to part two. Now then, as promised, we have another conundrum. Yes, that's right. So let's have a look at our new conundrum, our second conundrum of the day. Are you ready? So this is a double whammy. There are two spaces you have to fill in. Okay, are you ready for this? So, you need blank, listen blank, what your teacher says. I think this is relatively easy. It's easier than the last one, probably. Okay? So, you need blank, listen blank, what your teacher says. What could it be? I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to give the game away. Because to give away can also be disclose. We still have to give away regalar sin querer, but also if you give the game away, you can disclose something. I don't want to do that. So that's our conundrum. We should reveal it at the end of the program. Here it is one more time. So you need blank, listen blank, what your teacher says. Stay tuned. We should reveal the answer. Not answers, the answer. It's a clue at the end of the program. Now then, what's coming up? I think it's time for... Bow. Business as usual. Now then, yes, business as usual. So when we look at, obviously in this section, business English. So as I always say, you know, many of you, you know, use your English at work in a professional situation. You know, so having business English under control is paramount. Imprescindible, I can say. Okay, very important. So we have a business letter for you. And as you know, a lot of the time, business communication is via email or writing reports, etc. So, you know, in writing, por escrito, in writing. So we're going to look at a business letter today. So your business writing skills are very important. So we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He's created, if you like, a business letter that we can practice with. So he's going to read the business letter. Okay. I'll read it too. So you have two opportunities, if you like, two chances to try and listen, understand as much as you can. We'll translate the business letter. Then, you know, Alan's going to select or pick out, you know, things that caught his eye, that grabbed his attention, things that he wants to highlight that are very useful. Okay. So are you ready? It's time for a business letter on Bao. Hello, Alan Parsons, grammar expert. Welcome to the show.
Yes, that's right, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here, of course, as always. Yes, so as you were saying, business letter writing skills, very, very important. Of course, you know, most of the time nowadays it's not a letter as such, but probably an email or report, etc. So, yes, let's have a look. Here's our business letter for today.
Okay, salad listeners, Alan's going to read the letter for us, so just sit back, relax. Well, maybe you're walking, but just relax and try and understand as much as possible. You ready? Here we go.
Right. Hi, Jack. When you get a moment, I'd like to talk to you about the company's meeting room. Meetings are a vital part of the day-to-day activity of any company. The meeting room is that special place where strategies are decided upon, where problems are solved, and where important decisions are taken that will affect the future of a company and its employees. Rooms have personalities and influence people's moods and their potential for positive creative thought. Why then do we have a meeting room that has all the creative appeal of a mini cab driver's waiting room? To be honest, it's depressing. The ventilation system groans permanently like an abandoned dog. It's dark, gloomy, and smells like the 70s. Worst of all is that it's the same room we use when we have to fire people. Do you know what the employees call it? I'll tell you. The execution chamber. Is there any chance we could get some money to brighten and modernize, and if at all possible, fumigate the meeting room? Regards, Carol.
Excellent. Now then, salad listeners, what do you think? How much did you understand? 95%? Anybody? 20%? Okay. 65%? So, not bad. You know, so it's good listening practice, just trying to understand as much as possible. Okay? So I'm going to read the letter now, so you have a second opportunity. Maybe you missed a few things. Initially, you didn't quite get everything. Okay, so captar, you can say, you didn't get everything. I didn't get that. Okay? So you have a second opportunity, so again, just relax and see if you can fill in some of the gaps maybe that you missed first time around. But don't worry, we'll also be translating the full letter afterwards, okay? So here goes, I'm going to read the letter this time. Okay, so a different accent, different person, and a new opportunity. Here we go. Hi, Jack. When you get a moment, I'd like to talk to you about the company's meeting room. Meetings are a vital part of the day-to-day activity of any company. The meeting room is that special place where strategies are decided upon, where problems are solved, and where important decisions are taken that will affect the future of a company and its employees. Rooms have personalities and influence people's moods and their potential for positive, creative thought. Why, then, do we have a meeting room that has all the creative appeal of a minicab driver's waiting room? To be honest, it's depressing. The ventilation system groans permanently like an abandoned dog. It's dark, gloomy, and smells like the 70s. Worst of all is that it's the same room we use when we have to fire people. Do you know what the employees call it? I'll tell you, the execution chamber. Is there any chance we could get some money to brighten and modernize, and if at all possible, to fumigate the meeting room? Regards, Carol. Ooh. Now then, did anyone understand 100%? Anyone? 95? We have 67 over here, not too bad. 83, pretty good. We have someone still on 56%, not too bad, you know. So, obviously a lot of interesting stuff that came up, que ha surgido, that came up in the letter. So now, next, we're going to go through the letter, translate it. So, you know, we understand 100%. And then Alan's going to, you know, get to select, you know, some of the things that stood out, so destacar, to stand out, some of the things that stood out, okay? So let's translate the letter now, okay? I'll read the English, and Alan's going to do his best to translate it into perfect Spanish, okay? So here we go. Hi, Jack.
Hola, Jack.
When you get a moment, I'd like to talk to you about the company's meeting room.
Cuando tengas un momento, me gustaría hablar contigo sobre la sala de reuniones de la empresa.
Meetings are a vital part of the day-to-day activity of any company.
Las reuniones forman una parte imprescindible de la actividad diaria de cualquier empresa.
The meeting room is that special place where strategies are decided upon.
La sala de reuniones es ese lugar especial donde se deciden las estrategias.
Where problems are solved and where important decisions are taken that will affect the future of a company and its employees.
Donde se resuelven los problemas y donde se toman decisiones importantes que afectarán al futuro de una empresa y sus empleados.
Rooms have personalities and influence people's moods and their potential for positive creative thoughts.
Las habitaciones tienen personalidades e influyen en el humor de la gente y su potencial para generar pensamientos positivos y creativos.
Why then do we have a meeting room that has all the creative appeal of a mini cab driver's waiting room?
¿Por qué tenemos entonces una sala de reuniones que tiene todo el encanto creativo de la sala de espera de los conductores de radio taxi?
To be honest, it's depressing.
Para ser sincera, es deprimente.
The ventilation system groans permanently like an abandoned dog.
El sistema de ventilación gime de forma permanente como un perro abandonado.
It's dark, gloomy, and smells like the 70s.
Es oscura, lúgubre y huele a los años 70.
Worst of all is that it's the same room we use when we have to fire people.
Lo peor de todo es que es la misma sala que utilizamos cuando tenemos que despedir a la gente.
Do you know what the employees call it? I'll tell you. The execution chamber.
¿Sabes cómo lo llaman los empleados? Te lo digo. La cámara de ejecuciones.
Is there any chance we could get some money to brighten and to modernize, and if at all possible to fumigate the meeting room?
¿Hay alguna posibilidad de que podamos conseguir un poco de dinero para alegrar y modernizar, y si puede ser fumigar la sala de reuniones?
Regards, Carol.
Saludos, Carol.
That's right, salad listeners, bow! Now then, what do you think? So now we have 100%. We understand 100% of the letter. So remember, you know, anything that you hear in the letter, try and get any of this stuff into your active English. You know, that's what it's all about, salad listeners. Getting new things you learn into your active English. Of course, having it in your passive English so you understand it when spoken is useful, but you know, making improvements all the time by getting things into your active English, that's the key. So, Alan, let me ask you, what caught your eye in the letter? So, llamar la atención, you can say to catch. What caught your eye in the letter?
First of all, we saw when you get a moment, cuando tengas un momento. So, I think that's very useful. You know, so we're using when plus present simple. You know, so in Spanish you would use when plus subjunctive, cuando tengas. But in English we're just using when plus simple present. For example, I can say when you see him, cuando le veas. We're just using when plus present tense in English. Okay, very useful. So when you see him, when you get a moment. But just that expression, when you get a moment, is very useful. When you get a moment, could you send me the information I requested, etc. So when you get a moment, or when plus present simple.
Aha. Uh-huh. So we saw also, what else did you see that caught your eye?
Okay, so we saw, you know, where problems are solved, where strategies are decided upon. So remember, we would never use the in this case. So we're omitting the article the. Okay, so where strategies, where problems. So in Spanish it would be donde se deciden las estrategias. Instead of Robin, los problemas. So we're talking generally here, so we're not using the article the. So where problems are solved, where strategies are decided. What else did I see in the letter? Ah, yes, we saw its employees, sus empleados. So we used its, so it's third person singular. Now remember, it's not with an apostrophe. It would be it is, it's just ITS with no apostrophe, of course. Its empleados, sus empleados.
That's right.
Very interesting. Okay, so it's... Yeah, so I can say Madrid is famous for its... Whatever you want to say. London is famous for its... You know, por su... And then you can finish that sentence if you want. Many different things, of course. So, what else caught your eye?
The expression, to be honest. And that's very useful, you know, indeed, to be honest. Of course, para ser sincero. Not for to be, it's just to be honest. Okay, very useful expression.
To be honest, para ser. Para ser sincero, to be honest. Not for to be, of course, just to be honest.
Well, a couple of other little things we saw. The 70s, los años 70. The room smells like the 70s. Huele los años 70. So, of course, los años 70, we just say the 70s, the 60s, the 90s, etc.
Ah, so los años 40, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, which is the, okay? The 20s, los años 20, the 20s in plural. The 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and so on.
Right, and finally we saw, do you know what the employees call it? I'll tell you. So in Spanish, in this case, you would say, te lo digo. But in English, I'll tell you, we don't use it when we're talking about tell.
Ah, okay, that's right. So, it's not I'll tell you it. So we saw te lo digo. So first of all, we're using future in English, not I tell you it, I'll tell you. Te lo diré, because it's literally the immediate future. Without it, he told me, not he told me it. Okay? Did you tell him? Not did you tell him it. So with tell, we don't use it. So I'll tell you, te lo digo.
Yes, that's right. That's the things that caught my eye and a very useful letter.
So thanks very much, Alan, our grammar expert, of course. We had a business letter today. Very, very useful. Improve your writing skills in English. This has been Business as Usual.
Express yourself.
Now then, salad listeners, if you remember the other day, looking at some expressions with face, and this is something that I did recently on the program. We've just changed our timetable. It used to be at 7:30, the salad. Now we're 5 to 6 p.m. So I wanted to review these expressions because these are things you need to constantly review because you can forget these, but getting some of these into your active English will, you know, add color to your language skills. So let's just, we didn't have time to finish off when we looked at this the other day, so let's just finish off today. So, let's have a look at the ones we didn't have time for, and then if we have time, we can review them all. So, expressions with face. The last one we saw, I believe, was no podía aguantarme la risa. And in English it was, I couldn't keep a straight face. So, a straight face is when you're serious, if you think your mouth is straight, okay? So, when you're smiling, it's a curve. You'd be up, but when you're sad, it's down. A straight face is when it's serious, so your mouth is kind of a straight line, if you think about it. So to keep a straight face, normally negative, I couldn't keep a straight face, okay? No podía aguantarme la risa. No? I couldn't stay serious. I couldn't keep a straight face. Very useful expression, I like that, okay? So that was the last one we looked at. So, in English, tienes la cara larga. In Spanish, you could say, tienes la cara larga. Now, it's possible to say in English to have a long face, you know. For example, you know, why the long face? ¿Esa cara larga? Why the long face? You can use that in English, to have a long face. Well, the boss has got a long face this morning, okay? But you could have, you could make a comparison. So, you've got a face as long as a fiddle. So, in English, a fiddle is a violin. But normally, you know, a violin I associate with classical music, a fiddle more with folk music, a traditional folk music. You play the violin, we think of that as a fiddle normally, you know? Okay, so to have a face as long as a fiddle, tan larga como un violín, something like that. So, you know, You say the boss's face was as long as a fiddle in the meeting. So it just adds a bit of extra color. You could say why, you know, the boss had a long face, but his face was as long as a fiddle. So tienes la cara larga. You've got a face as long as a fiddle. Hmm. Okay. Excellent expressions. Now, we have three more to review, and let's see if we can go over the ones we looked at the other day as well. So, let's have a look. So in Spanish, here's an expression. Hagas lo que hagas, no te desprestigies. So in English, whatever you do, don't lose face. So to lose face is the expression. So whatever you do, don't lose face. Okay? So I like that. You know, don't lose face in the meeting. We're going in. We're going to negotiate, but whatever you do, don't lose face. Hagas lo que hagas, no te desprestigies. So whatever you do, don't lose face. So to lose face, salad listeners. I like that one. Okay, good. Let's have a couple more expressions, shall we? Now, another expression is to save face. So we saw to lose face. Okay. Now to save face, which literally means guardar las apariencias. Apariencias. To save face. Guardar las apariencias. To save face. So we can say, ella lo dijo para guardar las apariencias. In English, it would be, she said it to save face. Okay, so we had to lose face and to save face. So she said it to save face, salad listeners. Okay, and finally we have one last one, and then maybe we can review some of the other ones that we saw the other day. Okay, so the expression in English is to take something at face value. Okay, have you heard that expression before? To take something at face value. It literally means to take something as it is, or to take something for what it is, to take it at face value. Okay? So let's have a look. So we can say something like, well, I tell you what, I'll give you the expression in Spanish, you translate it into perfect English for me, okay? Using the expression to take something at face value, okay? So here we go. The expression in Spanish will be, tómalo por lo que es. Tómalo por lo que es. Salad listeners, and the answer is, take it at face value. Okay, salad listeners, so take it at face value, to take something at face value. Very, very useful. So very quickly, we saw other things. You'd be laughing on the other side of your face, we saw, you know. The plan blew up in his face. To fly in the face of danger. Okay, I fly in the face of danger. I go caso omiso al peligro. Okay. Also, to show your face. He won't show his face around here again. So very useful expressions. And also, the answer was staring us in the face. Tenemos la respuesta delante de nuestras narices. The answer was staring us in the face. We looked at the other day as well. So very useful expressions with face. Try and get some of those into your active English. This has been very interesting. Yes, so very interesting indeed. Expressions with face on Express Yourself. Okay, the segment where we look at different expressions. Just to finish off, salad listeners, we have our conundrum, which was, you need blank, listen blank, what your teacher says. And the answer is, you need to listen to what your teacher says. You need to listen to what your teacher says. Absolutely. Okay? Pay attention to your teacher, of course. I tell my children this. Okay? So you need to listen to what your teacher says. So it's a to do. You need to listen to what your teacher says. Okay, salad listeners, that's all we have time for. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios y tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo.